I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a pre-recorded program presented by KSL News Radio and Intermountain Healthcare.
Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare. We discuss the important community issues of stronger mental health, emotional wellness, and the growing problem of addiction. Here's our host, Maria Chaleos, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we are talking about reaching out to Utah's homeless population during the COVID-19 outbreak. And I have all the experts with me today. With me, Terry Faust, who's the Community Health Director for Intermountain Healthcare. Diane Rindlisbacher, who's the Community Testing Lead for COVID for Intermountain Healthcare. Dr. Michelle Goldberg, who's the Medical Director for the 4th Street Clinic. And Van Asten, who is a Physician's Assistant at the Hope Clinic in Ogden for the Homeless. And welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
I'd like to start out and kind of have each of you talk about what your role is with the homeless in the community. And I'm going to take you in order. So, Terry, go ahead and describe for us what your role is.
Oh, thank you very much. First of all, I just want to express appreciation to all of my partners here today because they help support me in my role, which right now during this crisis is working as the community partner liaison, working with all of our partners in the community to support our vulnerable populations and specifically our homeless population.
Okay, Diane, go ahead.
My role as it relates to this COVID pandemic is to organize Intermountain's efforts around testing for COVID. That includes 25 fixed community testing locations across the state, with one location in Idaho. And at the request of the state, we stood up a mobile testing RV unit that will take to targeted locations such as homeless populations.
Michelle, for those who are unaware, tell us about the 4th Street Clinic and your role.
So the 4th Street Clinic is a federally qualified health center that serves primarily homeless individuals all the time, so not just during COVID. And during COVID, we see the same population and do testing for COVID and provide other support services to our homeless patients through the pandemic.
Okay, Van, it's your turn.
I work at Hope Clinic up in Ogden at the Lantern House Homeless Shelter. We are affiliated with Midtown Community Health Center. And much like 4th Street Clinic, we provide medical care for the homeless population here. Even outside the COVID pandemic, we see them for all of their general medical needs, their mental health needs, and have also been providing testing and other resources for them since this started.
Okay. I'd like to learn more about how the homeless population is being impacted by COVID-19, and are they more vulnerable? And maybe I'll just go backwards this time. And Van, why don't you start and tell us what you are seeing up in Ogden?
So far in Ogden, we've been pretty lucky. We have yet to have a positive test in the homeless population here. We're testing as frequently as we possibly can, particularly with the expanded symptoms that we're now responsible to look for. So like I said, thankfully we haven't yet had a positive here, but they're at much higher risk given their comorbidities and their close living situation. And so we're trying to keep a close eye on them. And we also have been screening them every night as they come into the shelter itself. We check temperatures, we ask them questions just to make sure we can try and get ahead of it as quickly as possible when it does show up here in Ogden, because it's inevitable that it will get here eventually.
Michelle, what are you seeing in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, so we unfortunately are seeing a significant number of cases in Salt Lake City homeless population. The shelters in Salt Lake City are screening in that same way where they've been checking for fevers and any other symptoms when a client enters the shelter. They had a few cases that came up in one of the resource centers. And then with the Department of Health, Intermountain, and the University of Utah, we went out and tested the entire resource center population at that one resource center and, you know, found a significant number of cases there and have worked with the Department of Health, who's created housing, quarantine, and isolation housing. They were able to move out individuals who tested positive to isolate them from the general population and then set up more social distancing in the resource centers to help the spread. I think that the social isolation that's happened so far in those resource centers and maintaining beds for longer time, things like that, has actually slowed a lot of the cases in the resource centers. We've then unfortunately seen cases at other resource centers and homeless service providers. But I think with all of us being Intermountain, University of Utah, Department of Health, all the resource centers and homeless service providers, there's been so much work around trying to do any type of social distancing and support for the community that I do think that there has been some slowing of cases for the population down in Salt Lake City.
Diane, what has been your challenge when it comes to testing?
Well, the biggest challenge that I think most individuals that are testing is our supply chain. And we see that not only for large health systems like Intermountain Healthcare, do we have enough swabs, but also our partners like the 4th Street Clinic and Hope Clinic and other community partners and other physicians have a challenge with having enough swabs and having enough PPE and targeting the testing we do based on all of the resources available. The beautiful thing, however, is we've formed partnerships with each other. You know, as Michelle said, it's a collaborative effort between the Department of Health, community partners like the 4th Street Clinic and the Hope Clinic, to make decisions on where we should go and how Intermountain and our mobile unit can help and assist.
Terry, give us your perspective.
Yeah, you know, and then coordinating a lot of different things. We're learning in each county from each other, which has been really helpful. But we're learning about, you know, how do we get results that from tests that happen in our EDs, for example, to the homeless individual and where they may be housed, isolated, or quarantined. How do we transport them from our hospitals to where they'll be staying? How do we get medications to them? We're trying to ensure that when they are discharged from our facilities that they have a 2-week supply of their medications, so that can help as we transfer their care back to community-based care. And all of those have presented with their own challenges. You know, these clients are often hard to track. They're mobile and often don't have contact numbers. And so all of those challenges that our homeless friends and population experience every day, this just compounds how we're trying to provide care. And I would just, again, you know, these people on our discussion today are really heroes in how they support these people every day.
Okay, at this point, we'll take a break and we'll be back with more on Healthy Mind Matters here on KSL News Radio.